Christmas Eve by Nikolai Gogol. Dramatized for radio by Stephen Wyatt.
The last day before Christmas neared its end. Light had faded, and it was now truly Christmas Eve. Up above, the bright stars twinkled like diamonds in the sky, and slowly, magically, the moon appeared. Here in Dikanka, in the heart of the Ukraine, the snow lay everywhere, deep and thick and crisp and even, just as it should at Christmas time. A lone, cold traveler approaching the isolated village in search of warmth and cheer would have seen it laid out before him, draped in white like a magical town of fairy tale. The snow spread its particular magic on everything. Fences, gateposts, roofs, fields, while up above, the moon and stars twinkled in the clear sky and...
Shut that bloody door.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's bloody freezing.
I'm sorry, really. I hadn't realized.
Will you stop whittering and shut the door?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Shut the bloody door. That's better.
Sorry, Good evening. I was wondering if I might...
Who are you, anyway?
Just a traveller.
What? On Christmas Eve?
I was going to see friends, and I know it was foolish to try, but I must have lost my way in the snow, so I knocked here.
Why here?
Well, this is an inn, isn't it?
Yeah. What of it?
Well, I thought I might have a room for the night.
Oh, yes.
But I can't see me getting further tonight, can you?
I'd say you're looking up to have frozen to death already. Mind you, another moment with that door open and we'd have frozen to death too.
Is one of you, by any chance, the landlord?
Oh, no, no. We're the permanent fixtures round the fireplace. And it's the landlady, actually. She should be along presently.
Could I go and find her?
She'll be here in her own good time.
Then would you mind very much if...
If what?
Well, if I warm myself by the fire.
Oh, I suppose not. Shift up, Ivan Grigorovich.
Shift up, Ivan Krylovich.
Shift up yourself, Ivan Antonovich.
Better? Yes, thank you. Whew. Freezing out there.
It usually is.
It was freezing inside, too, when you opened that door.
A better now, though. I hope I haven't interrupted anything.
As a matter of fact, you have.
Oh, I'm very sorry.
I can't amend it now. Just means you'll have to listen to our story, too.
Oh, I'd be delighted. The
trouble is, we can't decide which story to tell.
We always tell a story on Christmas Eve. It's a tradition. And we get pissed out of our heads while we're doing it. That's part of the tradition as well.
But I wanted to tell the story of the pig that got loose at Sorochinsky Fair, and everybody thought it was the devil.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
We've all heard it so often we're sick of it.
Then I say we should tell the story of Mad Petro, who sold his soul to the devil to win the hand of the girl he loved.
A love story with a happy ending.
No, the bride's brother gets murdered and everyone else goes mad.
Didn't seem quite right for Christmas Eve somehow. Christmas Eve is for merrymaking. That's the problem.
Do you know any stories about Christmas Eve?
What do you mean?
Well, stories that happened on this particular night. After all, it's always been a magical time of the year, hasn't it?
Has it?
Yes, well, I always thought so.
Well, there's the story of Bakula the Smith, of course.
Yes, and his mother, the witch.
And it's about Christmas Eve.
Oh, yes, but everyone knows that story.
We hear it every Christmas.
Every single bloody Christmas.
Is it a true story?
Of course it's true.
Happened right here in this village, 50, 60 years ago.
In the time of the great Tsarina Catherine. She's in the story, and...
Well, I've not heard of it, and it sounds most interesting. Would you perhaps consider telling me the story? The next round of vodka's on me. The next Two rounds, in fact.
What do you think, Ivan Kirillovich?
We could, I suppose.
It's a good story as stories go.
I'd love to hear it.
Well...
three rounds of vodka?
You've got yourself a dinner.
Let's go.
Well, it all started like this. Christmas Eve, snow on the ground, that sort of thing. And then suddenly...
Yahoo!
A thick cloud of smoke shot out of the chimney of one of the cottages.
And then, whoosh, out of the chimney came Soroka the witch, seated on a broomstick.
Off we go!
But the story doesn't really start with a witch, does it?
Of course it does. It starts when she shoots up out of her chimney with a big whoosh. Then she starts picking up the stars and stuffing them in her sleeve.
Yes, I know that. But before, there's a painting, isn't there?
And a devil.
The devil?
Yes, the devil's in it, of course.
Well, I thought this was a Christmas tale.
It is.
But it wouldn't be rather scary if the devil...
Listen, whatever your name is.
Nikolai Vasilievich.
Listen, my grandfather was a lad at the time of this story. So he met this devil, and he used to say, you couldn't have asked to meet a pleasanter bloke. He spent an evening out drinking with the devil right here, this very bar. Ring was one of the best nights of his life. Mind you, that devil could really knock it back. Oh, and the stories, well, you can imagine.
Ivan Antonovich.
What?
You're getting ahead of yourself. Oh. I thought we agreed it all started with the paintings.
Which paintings were they?
The ones Vakula the Smith painted, of course.
But what's that got to do with the devil?
Just listen, will you?
Then you'll understand why the devil stole the moon.
And that has something to do with Vakula's painting.
If you don't keep quiet, Christmas Day will be over before we finish the story.
Of course, Vakula was mainly a blacksmith.
And a very good one. He was a strong lad and everyone used him.
But he also painted as a sideline.
A sideline witch group.
It started with the deal fence he painted for the head man.
He did a lovely job. Painted it black all over. Not everyone could have done that, you know.
And the whole thing just sort of took off from there.
He started painting all sorts of things. When he had the time, he was reckoned the best painter in the neighbourhood.
All the bowls from which the decanter populace slurped the soup were decorated by the blacksmith.
And then, one day the priest came to see Vakula. Oh,
good morning, Father Kondrat.
Good morning. Vakula, my boy. You know, I've been thinking and...
Yes, Father?
Well, you're a God-fearing lad, and I know you love our little church.
Indeed I do, Father.
And so it seems to me that since God has given you a talent for painting, you should use it in God's service.
We owe all of our gifts to God, Father.
Oh, I saw it all so clearly last night as I left church. There on the church wall in the vestry, to the right of the entrance, I saw a painting.
I didn't know there was one there, Father.
There isn't. But there will be, Vakula. And you will paint it for us.
But, Father...
What?
I don't have the skill.
Nonsense, Vakula. I've every faith in you. It'll be a masterpiece.
But what shall I paint? It's not that pension of fame.
You will paint St. Peter on the Day of Judgment, when we shall all be judged. He'll hold the keys of heaven and he'll be driving forth the powers of evil from hell.
Jesus.
And the devil will be there too, scurrying hither and thither and sensing his imminent doom and terrified out of his wits. Yes.
And perhaps the sinners have all been freed from captivity can be seen taking their revenge on him.
Yes.
You know, chasing after him, smiting him with logs and whips and anything else that comes to hand. If you were... Don't think that's too much, Father.
Oh, no. It's perfect.
Only one thing, Father.
Yeah. What's that, my son?
Well, I think I can manage St. Peter. I'll just think of somebody quite stern, but caring and kind. A bit like our Tsarina must be.
Yeah.
And the souls escape from hell, well, they're just like you or me. But the devil...
Oh, that presents a problem.
Well, the devil is ugly and sly and cruel and... I don't know anybody like that.
Then you are a fortunate young man. Yeah, but God will guide you. And when it comes to painting the devil, well, you just do the worst you can.
So, the cooler started the painting?
Oh, yes, he painted it in his forge on a big wooden board.
All ready to be hung up on a vestry wall.
Oh, the nerve. Oh, the cheek. Oh, the sheer lack of courtesy. Oh, I don't look like that. Oh, stop it at once. Stop it, I said.
Oh. There. A big wart on the nose. And bristles on the chin.
I do not have a wart on my nose.
He's an ugly little fellow, there's no doubt of it.
This is taking artistic license too far. This calls for desperate measures. Softly does it. One, two, three. Boo! Down, 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 and down again.
You see, the cooler was a God-fearing lad, you see, so he hardly noticed the devil's tricks. The devil tried jogging his elbow.
He tried stirring up the ashes from the forge and scattering them all over the picture.
I thought you said that the devil was a good sport.
He was, normally. But how'd you like it if somebody painted a big ugly portrait of you and stuck it up in a church?
So the painting was finished?
Oh, yes, it was finished. The board was taken into the church and fixed to the vestry wall. It's still there now.
And is the devil very ugly?
Hideous.
And did your grandfather say it was really like it?
An exact replica. But he was very sensitive about his appearance, was the devil. Saw himself as a bit of a ladies' man, you see. Had a lot of charm, but looks. Well, you take a butcher to that picture tomorrow. Don't do it tonight, you'll have nightmares.
So, you see, that's how the devil came to steal the moon.
Sorry? No, Ivan Kirillovich, you're going too fast.
Excuse me.
You see, after the picture were painted, the devil hated Vakula, and he vowed to get his own back. Which is why he stole the moon.
Perhaps we could go back to when the witch came out of the chimney.
Yahoo! Up we go!
The witch, you see, was Bakula's mother.
His mother?
That's right.
But you said he was an honest, pious, God-fearing young man.
Never anyone more God-fearing.
Well, how come his mother was a witch?
Because he didn't take after his mother, that's why.
Well, how about his father?
His father, he's a mystery.
His father was a mysterious man.
It's a mystery who his father was.
Oh.
Well, there was no doubt Sulaco was a witch. A full-blown, no-holds-barred witch.
A handsome woman, too.
Every night when the weather was fine, she was out on her broomstick, picking stars and putting them up her sleeve.
Yes, yes, that'll do very nicely. There. Oh, and that's a lovely one. Perfect. And you don't want to come, do you? Well, you don't get away from Sir Luck of the Witch. There. Nearly done. Just a moment. What's going on?
Hello there.
Why, it's my friend, the devil. Hello there!
I'm coming over!
A perfect night to be out picking stars.
Perfect. And a delightful person to be out doing it.
You're the flatterer.
I speak only the truth.
You're the devil.
Doesn't mean I can't speak the truth when I want to. Besides, it confuses people. What's more, this is a special night.
I didn't think you cared for Christmas.
I don't. But I've only one day left to prowl around the world, putting nasty ideas into people's heads. Tomorrow, as soon as the first bell rings for matins, I'm off. Back to my pied-à-terre in the regions below.
Well, well. So I suppose you want to make the most of the opportunities left.
You could say that, my lovely Sir Locker. I know I'm not the most handsome of men.
Handsome is as handsome does.
Exactly. Oh,
what a night.
A night for romance.
How true.
You're a very fine-looking woman, Sir Locker. I expect you like to have fun.
There's fun. And fun.
I think you know what I mean.
Well, I must be off now. I've still got stars to gather.
But Sir Locker!
What?
After you've finished gathering stars...
Yes.
Will you be heading back to your home?
I should think so. Why do you want to know?
Because I wondered if I might call on you later.
I don't see why not. What time did you have in mind?
Oh, I won't be long. It's just, I've got something to do first.
Ah, I thought you weren't up here for the good of your health. Come on, Devil. What are you planning?
Nothing important.
I don't believe you.
Really, it's nothing important. I'm just going to steal the moon. Only for the rest of Christmas Eve, mind.
But if I take the stars and you steal the moon, it'll be pitch black.
Exactly. I'll see you later.
What happened next?
Of course, no one in Dikanka saw the devil steal the moon.
Except the district scribe. He said that when he left the tavern, he saw the moon dancing around for no good reason.
No one believed him, man.
Why should they? He was always drunk out of his skull.
Talking of which, don't hog the vodka, will you?
One, two, three, go! There, my beauty, got you. Go! Oh, it's hot. Oh, I burnt my fingers. Oh!
Look, I'm sorry to interrupt, but...
What?
Look, I still don't understand why the devil wanted to steal the moon. If it was his last night on Earth, couldn't he find something more worthwhile to do?
It was because the rich Cossack Chup was invited to the Verger's party.
That Verger was well known for his Christmas Eve party. Vodka infused with saffron. Vodka with spices. Vodka with fruit.
Yeah, they always had a good time, the Verger and the Cossack Chup and his cousin and the headman and the cousin of the Vergers who sang in the bishop's choir. They're piss-ups were legendary.
So those Chup and his cousin Nikita never missed out. High point of the year, the Vergers do.
Oh, no, Moon, you don't fool me like that. I'm taking you whether you like it or not. One, two, three, and go! You'll pay for that, you bloody moon. Take that, and that, and that, and go! My foot, my bloody foot.
Excuse me.
What now?
Look, I'm sure I'm being very dense, but I still haven't understood why the devil stole the moon.
Because of Chup's daughter, of course.
The beautiful Oksana.
If Chup went out to the Verger's, then she'd be at home on her own. But if it were pitch black, it would possibly wouldn't go out at all. It'd take something like that to stop Chup from missing a night boozing with the lads.
But why did it matter that Oksana...
Because the blacksmith... Vakula was in love with her,
and he was bound to try and visit her on Christmas Eve.
And if Chup went out, he'd find her there alone.
So, the devil stole the moon to get his revenge on Vakula for the picture he painted in the church, so Vakula wouldn't get a chance to talk to Oksana alone.
You're quick, aren't you?
crutch. My lad, you're coming with me. No getting away from it. This... Ah! Got you at last. And get into my pocket with you. Oh, it'll be pitch dark this Christmas Eve in Bikanka.
All right, Oksana, we're off now. Don't want to miss the fun.
Goodbye, Father. Goodbye, Cousin Nikita.
Goodbye, Oksana.
Be a good girl.
Safe journey.
Oh, don't worry about that. Lovely crisp night. Bye.
What the hell? Look, Nikita.
Look at what?
Look at the moon.
Well, what about the moon?
There isn't one, that's what.
Well, no wonder I can't see anything.
Hey, it'd be quite scary if you were the nervous type. One moment you're sitting in your hut looking out of the window and it's a glorious night. Bright, clear, the snow.
Deep and crisp and even.
Exactly. And you step outside the door and... Oh, it's like being struck blind. I bet that bloody devil's behind all this.
Maybe we should go back.
No, it'd be a shame to miss out on going to the Berger's. You can bet your last ruble that the headman's already settled in by the fire, eh? And Panas, the tar merchant. They'll be there guzzling the vodka and saffron while we're stuck out here in the dark.
I can't even see my own feet. Let's go home.
Go! Nonsense. Don't be such a coward. We can't let the verger down.
But I thought you said the devil...
No, a little walk in the dark isn't going to scare bold Cossacks like us, Nikita.
Oh, but cousin...
Oh, think of the vodka, the saffron.
So the devil was wasting his time, it seems.
No, not entirely.
Never underestimate the devil.
Here, pass the vodka. So, where were we?
Chooks, daughter, Oksana, that's where we were.
Not yet 17, that Christmas Eve.
Oh, but everybody already agreed that she was the most beautiful girl for miles around, Ikanka.
Trouble is, she knew it.
All the lads used to flock around her, apparently. But she led them all such a merry dance. They all got tired of her and turned their attention to other, less petulant girls.
Apart from Bakula the Smith, of course.
Oh, he was really smitten.
Didn't stop her leading him a merry dance, too.
Poor sod.
Anyway, once her dad had gone out, she immediately started up a conversation with her favourite companion, her mirror.
I do wonder where people get the idea that I'm pretty from. Surely my looks are no more than average. I mean, if you take a close look, what do you see? Well, it's true that I do have very striking black eyebrows and deep black eyes, but surely they're not that special. And what about this turned-up nose of mine? And these cheeks, they're rosy enough, but all the same. And how could anyone think my black braids are attractive? They're so thick and curly that in the dark somebody might mistake them for snakes and die of fright. No, the evidence is clear. I'm not pretty. No, the fact is I am... beautiful. Oh, so very beautiful. It's a miracle. What happiness I shall bring to the man I shall wed. How my husband will adore me. He'll go wild and kiss me to death.
While she was going on like this, Bakula the Smith opened the front door, tiptoed through the hall and into the room to watch her.
Oh, well, Mirror, what do you think? Is anybody worthy of me?
She's talking to her mirror again.
Well, is there a likely lad anywhere?
It's her favourite companion, that mirror.
Just look how gracefully I walk. Just look. La, da, da, da.
She loves singing her own praises out loud. It's unbearable. If only... she wasn't so very adorable.
You know, Mira, why my father bought me this lace. It's no secret. In preparation for when I become betrothed to the bravest and finest fellow in the whole wide world. Whenever he happens to come along. Oh. How long have you been here?
I've just come in.
The nerve of it!
I...
And all you can do is stand there stammering like a lovelorn sheep. I have a good mind to chase you out with a shovel.
But, Oksana...
Oh, you're a crafty one, aren't you? The moment you know my father's gone out, here you are, sneaking in for a gawp. Oh, I know you.
Oksana, I didn't mean to threaten you.
Oh, well. Is that trunk you promised me ready?
It'll be ready after the holiday, sweetheart.
Sweetheart?
If you only knew how hard I've worked on it. I've never left the forge for 2 days and nights. But it's a trunk a priest's daughter would be proud of. And just wait till you see how I'm going to paint it. Oh, you could search the neighbourhood high and low and not find another like it. I'm going to cover it with red and blue flowers all over. It'll glow like a fire. So please, don't be cross with me. Please let me talk to you. Please, let me just look at you.
So what's stopping you? Talk away. Look your fill.
Oh, thank you, Oksana.
So, do you think I'm looking nice?
Oh, yes, Oksana.
Yes.
Please, let me sit beside you.
Sit if you want to.
Thank you.
Kiss me.
Yes, if you don't mind.
Is there no end to your demand? Give him honey in your after the spoon. Will you get away, I said? Oh, your hands are rougher than iron and you stink of smoke. You've probably covered me in soot.
Oksana!
Over there! Go on.
What are you, Bakula? A man or a mouse? She doesn't love me. It's all a game to her. And here I am, standing in a corner like a fool, unable to tear my eyes away. I could stand here like this for 100 years and still never take my eyes off her. The trouble is, she doesn't need anyone. She's in love with herself, and there's no hope for anyone else. Oh, but I love her more than anyone in the world has ever loved anyone before.
Of course, the devil wasn't finished with Chup, the Cossack, yet.
When the devil saw Chup and his cousin had set off to the verges anyway, he was furious. He cut across their flat and started churning up the frozen snow about them.
Take that! And that!
That'll teach you! Back home with you!
A real snowstorm blew up then, right into the ears, eyes and mouths of the travellers.
And the devil was so sure Chup would give up there and then and go back and find Bakula alone with that Oksana and give him a terrible beating that he flew off.
To see Salaka the witch.
Stop! Stupid idea was this anyway?
You said...
I knew all along we'd be better off back home. I've had enough.
Me too. But I did say...
We must have 8 times as far to go to the Virgin's house as we've already come. The trouble is, I can't see a single house. I can't even be going the right way. What's that blizzard? You go and take a look down there. See if you can find the road.
All right.
In the meantime, I'll have a look around here.
All right.
No, straight off to the pub now. Yeah. Mind you shout when you find the road. Oh,
see you, Q.
God. The devil's chucking that bloody snow everywhere tonight.
Vakula?
Yes.
Is it true that your mother's a witch?
Why do you ask? My mother doesn't matter to me now. You're all that matters. If the Tsarina herself were to summon me and say, Blacksmith Vakula, ask for the finest thing in my kingdom and it shall be yours. I'll order you a golden forge and you can work with silver hammers. You know what I'd reply?
I can't imagine.
I'd say, I don't want precious stones, or a golden forge, or even your whole kingdom. Just give me my Oksana.
Fancy that. Mind you, father's no fool. Seems he's really taken a shine to your mother. You watch, one of these days he'll marry her.
But why should my mother...
My father's still a handsome fellow for Kula. And he's got oxen and goats and turkeys to his name. And trunks full of linen and tunics adorned with gold braid. And his garden has two beds of tobacco, as well as poppies, cabbages and sunflowers.
But people marry for love, not for...
Linen and cabbage and sunflowers. Oh, that shows how much you know of Vakula the Smith with all your talk of love.
Promises. Hey, they hang on. I'm not mistaken. I look like my house ahead.
Keeping them.
Who?
The carol singers. The girl said they'd be here any time now. They should have started out long ago. They'd certainly liven things up.
We don't need the girls here, do we?
What are you talking about? And besides, I expect all the lads will come with them. And that'll mean there'll be lots of fun. Oh, what's the matter with Vakula? You've gone all quiet.
It's just that... If there's one of the boys you prefer to me, I'll teach him a lesson, that's all.
What a silly you are. Oh, I expect that'll be them. I'll go and let them in.
No, I'll go. And if anybody's there who's got designs on you, I'll...
Open up!
What do you want here?
Hey, that's odd. Sounds like the blacksmith. I must be wrong. He'd never risk his neck in my house. Oh, I've got this. It's Lame Lipchenko's house. The one who recently took his own wife. It's the only house that looks like mine. I must say, I were a bit surprised to get back home quite so quickly.
What's going on over there?
But then if Lipchenko's round at the Bruger's now, which I'm pretty sure he is, then what is the blacksmith doing here? Oh, I know what he's up to. He's visiting the young wife. So that's it. It's excellent. I understand it all now.
Clear off. What do you think you're doing loitering around other people's houses?
Better not tell him who I am. He'll be glad and, well, you never know if he thinks I'm sniffing around him. He get it into his head to give me a beating, the young thug. It's only me, neighbour. I've come to give you good cheer on Christmas Eve and sing a few carols outside your windows. No! Oh, I said clear off! He said, look out, Don. There's no need to get rough. That's her. Just go. Go on, clear off. And don't come back. Don't think you're going to get away with it, Vakula. You'll be a thing for me. And I don't care if you're the blacksmith and the painter. You'll pay for this. I'll... Oh, I bet me back in the shoulders are turning black and blue. It was too so cold to take my coat off and have a look. Just you wait, you hell-bound young blacksmith. I hope the devil gets his hands on you. I hand you a forge. I'll have you dancing for me yet. Just you wait.
A moment. If he's here with Levchenko's wife, that means he's not at his own house. Which means the lovely Solovka will probably be on her own.
If I'm not mistaken, her place isn't too far from here. Perhaps I should call him. Solovka called.
Even if you do wrap up warm. Vakula? Vakula? Seems the boy's out. Ah, well, all the better. I wonder what he's left those coal sacks lying there for. Oh, well, he brought them in. He can take them out. I must get the place ready for my visitor. It's not every day the devil comes to call.
Solovka was quite a woman. Handsome rather than beautiful.
Oh, but she knew how to twist the men round her little finger.
A head man sought her favours. So did the verger.
When his wife wasn't at home.
And Choop.
Choop was best of all as far as she was concerned.
Because she loved him.
Because he was a wealthy widower, you fool. She really fancied uniting all his property with all her property and running it as a joint concern.
So she didn't want Vakula marrying Oksana, because that had put pay to her own scheme.
So she were always making trouble between the smith and Choop, and very good at it she was, too.
Choop never consent to let Vakula marry his daughter.
And Solovka was in with a very good chance of getting her hands on a very valuable load of property.
I had no idea witches were so devious. Will the landlady be along soon?
Why?
Well, I just wondered.
You've gone quite wide.
I was thinking about witches.
Well, she's not one. And we're no evil spirits. You've been listening to too many ghost stories.
But if you're worrying about another round of vodka, she lets us help ourselves, and you can settle up when she's back.
Oh, good. So, are you ready for another round?
What do you think?
Falling love again. What am I to do? Never once.
Why, here he is.
Oh,
sorry about the stove.
Oh, it's not a problem. A little dust down and there.
Oh, Solovka. Solovka.
What is it?
You're a very attractive woman. I'd go down 1,500 chimneys for the pleasure of being with you.
Just being gallant.
No. I mean it. Are we alone?
I don't notice anyone else here.
No, I mean, we're not likely to be interrupted.
My son's out, if that's what you mean. And as for anyone else, the chances are they're all out at some Christmas Eve party or other. So, we have the evening to ourselves.
Ah, Salaka.
Yes?
I've just had an idea about how I'd like to spend my last day on Earth. To enjoy carols? Not now. Not when they've lured away my lovely Oksana with their giggles and their gossip. She's not given glances as they came into the room.
Hey, Odaka! I see you've got new shoes.
Do you like them?
Oh, they're lovely. And that gold stitching, sheer heaven.
Thanks. Andre bought them for
you. Know, Odaka, you're so lucky to have someone like Andre who'll buy you whatever you want. I've no one to buy me such gorgeous shoes.
Oksana? Oksana?
What?
Don't be downhearted, Oksana. I'll get you a pair of shoes fit for a princess.
You? I'd like to know where you were ever going to find me a pair of shoes I deign to put on my feet.
Oksana!
Unless, of course, you can bring me a pair of the Tsarina's own slippers.
Tsarina's own slippers? Oh, Oksana! You don't ask for much, do you, Oksana?
Don't make fun of me, please.
I mean it. And all of you can be my witnesses. If Akula the Smith brings me a pair of the Tsarina's very own shoes, then I give my word, I'll marry him at once. Oh, so there.
Oh, yes, it's funny, all right. Except to me.
Well, I've made my promise. So there you are. Is everybody ready to go? Then let's be off. And let's just sing out and hope everyone's going to be generous this year with the gifts of food and drink. Goodbye, Bakula.
Goodbye, Bakula.
Why didn't I keep my big mouth shut? It's not as if she loves me. After all, she's not the only pretty girl in the village. There are plenty of others, thank God. And what's so great about Oksana, anyway? She'd never make much of a wife. She's only good for titivating herself. Best to make a clean break here and now. No. It's no good, I can't. Oh, Oksana. You know I'd give you anything if I could, but the Tsarina's slippers. Oh.
Be nice to me, Salaka.
I'm being nice to you.
You know what I mean.
Do I?
Unless you agree to satisfy my passion, I'm going to do something desperate. Like throwing myself into the lake and sending my soul to hell.
Oh, I wouldn't want that.
Do that? Why not? Because he's bound to realize something's up.
What do we do?
I'll lure him in for a few minutes while you hide.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll get rid of him and we can carry on where we left off.
Look, my love, open up.
I'm just changing. I'll be with you in a moment.
My love? What's all this?
That man's a good friend, that's all. Now, do hurry and hide.
Oh, very well. But where?
Here, in this.
A coal sack?
My son left them. That one's pretty clean anyway. He only uses it for his tools.
Well, if you promise to get the headman away as soon as possible.
Long hair.
Can you kill?
Salaka,
treasure.
Oh, Headman, I wasn't expecting the pleasure of your company tonight. Thought you'd be at the Virgin.
Well, I was planning to go there, but this bloody snowstorm put pay to that. So when I saw the light burning in your cottage, I decided I'd drop in. If it's convenient.
I'm glad to see you, but I was going to have an early night. I'm feeling rather tired.
But it's Christmas Eve. Nobody goes to bed early on Christmas Eve. And very few go to bed alone.
Now, that's quite enough of that.
Oh, come on, Sir Locker. You know what I mean. It's Christmas Eve. Let yourself go and... Damn.
Who's there?
It's me. I'm the keeper of it.
The Virgin. What the hell's he doing here?
Presumably nobody's turned up to his party because of the weather, so he's in search of some entertainment himself. I'll be with you in a moment. I'll sit in the keeper of it.
But he can't find me here.
Why not?
Because I'm a married man and the headman of the village. I can't have my name brought into disrepute.
I can't not let him in. He'd be really suspicious then.
Then hide me somewhere. I can't meet him now.
My love, it's
got
cold outside.
My love? What's this?
Just an expression of friendship now. Where are we going to hide you? Oh, how about one of these sacks?
I can't get in there.
No. I suppose you can't. It's just a bit on the small side.
It's undignified.
Well, I can always let the verger in.
No, I'll give it a try.
Well, oh, this one looks a bit bigger. What the trouble is, it's still got the coal in.
Okay.
Coming! Just give me a moment, I'll empty the coal out. There. In you get.
But, Sir Locker, it's filthy.
I'm afraid it's the only one big enough.
Oh, well, I suppose there's nothing for it.
Oh. I'll get rid of the verger as soon as I can.
Oh, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thy hair is as a flock of goats that appear from Mount Gilead. Oh, forgive me, Son of Solomon.
Oh.
And of course, dear Sir Locker, there is this.
It's just a neck with a coin necklace on it.
Just a neck. But what a neck, Sir Locker. Thy neck is a tower of ivory, thy eyes like the fishbowls in Heshbon, thy nose is as the tower of Lebanon which looketh towards Damascus.
Son of Solomon.
The same. But words cannot convey the full beauty of...
Of what?
All of you. Oh, Sir Locker, be kind to me. I've longed for you so much and...
Locker! Are you there?
Oh, Lord, a visitor. What's going to happen if a person of my calling is found here? It'll get to Father Kondraty.
It'll get to your wife, you mean.
Locker, can you hear me?
Coming, my love.
My love?
That's a friendly greeting. What do you want to do?
Hide me! Hide me, for heaven's sake! Don't, please, hide me somewhere! Anywhere!
Oh, there's a sack here.
No, of course, I'll get in. Never mind the dirt, I like it.
Oh! Comfortable?
Not comfortable, but there's plenty of room, thank goodness.
Greetings, Sir Locker. I don't suppose you're expecting me, were you?
Well...
You weren't, were you?
Well, perhaps not entirely.
Perhaps I'm disturbing you.
Not at all.
Perhaps you've been dallying with someone else, eh?
What gives you that idea?
Oh, only joking. I know I'm the only one who enjoys your favors. My rivals simply aren't, in it. Oh, well, Sir Locker, let's have a glass of vodka, shall we? My throat's frozen after being out in that damn frost. Wonderful night, the good Lord has sent us for Christmas Eve, eh? Dark as pitch and freezing. My hands are quite numb. You.
Oh! Not that numb, it seems.
Oh, Sir Locker, you know how to warm a man up. Maybe we should forego the vodka and...
Open up.
Someone's knocking.
Mother, coffee.
It's
Vakula.
Oh, I wasn't expecting him.
Listen, it's lucky the last thing in the world I want is to be seen by that damn son of yours.
Oh, you think I want it?
Mother, what's going on?
Hey, hide me somewhere. Anywhere.
Oh, in here.
What? This?
You mean? Yes, in here.
What's that?
What's what?
It sounded like someone was in the sack.
Don't be silly. Get in.
Oh, my God.
What's the matter, Petunia?
Nothing.
Oh, you look really glum.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, I don't like to see you like this, Petunia.
I'll be all right in a few minutes. Best leave me alone, Mother. I'm useful for nothing.
Oh, very well.
Oh, Oksana. Oksana.
So Vakula was left alone with a room full of coal sacks, feeling very sorry for himself.
But no sorrier for himself than the men stuck inside the sacks.
It's hotter than hell in here.
Oh, if I didn't know Chope was here, I'd risk it. It was all going swimmingly. Where's that double of sick boy going to shift?
Someone is treading on my head. If it weren't for the scandal, I'd make a complaint to the appropriate authorities.
What are all these doing here? They should have been taken out ages ago. This love of mine must have addled my brains. Tomorrow's Christmas Day, and look at all the rubbish lying around in the house. I better take them out to the forge. Look at them, not even tied properly. One done. That's better. Now the other.
Oh, no, I can't.
You mean he didn't notice the people coughing and spluttering?
His head was still full of Oksana. Oh, Oksana. I don't want to keep on thinking about her, but however hard I try, I can't think about anything else. Why do such thoughts come into my head of their own accord? It's madness. Best stop moping and get these sacks shifted. Hey, what's going on? These sacks seem a lot heavier. I don't know what's happening to me. I used to be able to bend horseshoe in half with one hand. Now I can't even lift a couple of sacks of coal. It's pathetic. Well, that's love for you. Makes you a complete weakling. But I'm not going to make myself a laughing stock. Oh, no. Give me 10 sacks. I'll still lift them. That's more like it. Oh. And while I'm about it, I'll take this little one with the tools in, too.
Of course, the devil was furious. He thought he'd be left behind to have some fun with Soloka. So that was another black mark against the smith.
Right we are. And off we go. I'm just a burden on my song, forever it will be. I care for nobody, no, not I, if nobody cares for me. Oksana.
Grigori, you're in terror. You really are.
And you, Oksana.
That'll be telling.
Surrounded by all the lads of the village. Flirting with them. Laughing with them. I can't bear it. He was so upset that he had to let go of the two big sacks. Only the little sack with the devil inside did he hold on to. The devil, you see, didn't weigh very much,
but he had to see Oksana.
Oksana? Oksana?
Well, well, it's Vakula. What do you want? As if I can't guess. Oh, don't stand there gawping. You look ridiculous. Particularly carrying that silly little sack on your shoulder. Have you got me the Tsarina's shoes yet?
You know, I can't possibly.
Well, that's a pity, isn't it? Because I made a promise. Get me her slippers, and I'll marry you.
And if I don't?
Then I'll never marry you, of course.
Oh. Hey, come on, Oksana, we're moving on.
Goodbye, Bakula.
Goodbye, Bakula.
Goodbye, Oksana.
What's the matter? You look awful.
I can't bear it any longer. Find yourself another suitor. Make a fool of somebody else. But you'll never see me in this world again.
But Bakula, don't be silly, please. It's only fun.
Goodbye, Oksana.
Bakula! Oh, he couldn't give me up for anything in the world now, could he? It's just a game. He's trying to scare me. I'm sure he doesn't mean anything by it. A silly boy. Oh, come on. We're supposed to be carol singers, aren't we?
You're not wrong.
Well, then let's sing a carol. Come on.
All together now. One, two, three.
So Vakula ran and ran with the devil still in the sack on his back.
But what about the other sacks?
He left them right there in the street. Couldn't care less anymore what happened to them.
But what did happen to them all? The troop, the headman, the verger...
All in good time.
Who's telling this story, us or you?
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Mine's another vodka.
Of course.
Hey, Bakula!
Is that the mad or drunk?
Ah. Oh, no! That's not it.
Well, you know, do you, Granny?
Oh, yes. He's a lost soul. That's plain to see. So I'm not waiting around here, that's for sure.
What are you off to, then?
I'm off to tell everyone how Bakula the Smith went and hanged himself.
So, did he?
Did he what?
Did he hang himself?
Oh, I thought you wanted to know about the sacks.
Well, yes, but...
So anyway, there were these sacks dumped in the middle of the snow-covered road.
And a little time later, some of the carolers came back the same way.
Look! The Smith forgot his sacks. They're huge, too. Not like the little bits of food and drink we've collected, caroling. I bet they're filled with goodies.
We can't just take it all, can we?
Why not? Bakula's run off, so he clearly doesn't need it. Let's drag him into my house and take a good look inside. I'd love to know what he's got in there.
Me too! Hey, Andre, Grigori, help us get these sacks moved. Come on, okay. Come on! Yeah, you.
They both must weigh a ton.
The Smith could carry both of them on his own at once.
Well, sorry. We can't shift him.
Well, there's only one solution.
What's that?
Let's go and fetch a sledge. We can take him back to my place on that. Come on.
Good idea. Yeah. Come on.
So Troop was still stuck in the sack.
Yes, but he'd been thinking of getting out till he heard about the sledge.
And, of course, the verger was too scared to take a peep, even though Troop was trampling all over his head.
And what about the headman?
Oh, you want to know everything, don't you?
He'd gone to sleep.
Had he?
How do I know? It'll do, won't it?
The main thing is, Troop never got sight of the sledge. For who should come along, straight from the pothouse, but his cousin Nikita and his wife, Katerina.
Who was dragging him back home.
Oh, hey, careful!
Drunken fool!
Left this bloody sack in the way. A damn silly place to leave it.
Same, I bet there's some pork in there.
Oh, talk about the luck of the devil. Fancy collecting so much in one night, caroling.
Come on, Nikita, give us hands.
Oh, why, I don't...
Quick, before anyone sees us, even if they're just full of buckwheat loaves and rusks, they're still worth having. Yeah, come on, just the bigger one, so we can manage.
Oh, my back.
Come on, we're nearly home.
Just a minute.
What?
Whatever's in there just moved.
It could be a pig.
A pig? You really think so?
Well, soon say. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's no pig.
Hey, look, it's growling and yawning.
It's a man. They've stuck a man in the sack.
Oh, it's the devil's work. How else could he get in there?
Yeah. Hang on. It's Joop.
Joop?
Hey, it's me, all right. Oh. Who did you think you was? Oh. Quite a little joke I played on you there,
eh? Yeah, how did you get...
Never mind that. I've got something that'll cheer you up. And if it isn't a full-blown boar, then it's certainly a piglet or some such animal. I felt it wriggling beneath me.
Well, don't fool around. Quick, let's get it out. Oh, I think...
Merry Christmas Eve to you all.
The Virgin. Not another one. Well, that's all this. Instead of sausages and loaves, it's throwing people into sight.
Very clever. Nice work, Solaka.
What's that?
Never you mind. Are you all right, Virgin?
I do have a bit of a headache, but otherwise, I'm fine.
Two men to a sack, eh? That adds up to quite a lot of men.
So, there's nothing else in there, just the two of them?
I'm afraid that seems to be the case.
And to think that I thought that I was the only one who... So, that's our little game.
Well, nice seeing you. Well, better we go, eh?
Joop,
I still don't understand.
And a happy Christmas Eve to you all.
Joop!
Now, Vakula ran and ran.
But what about the headman?
Left fast asleep in his sack in the street. I thought you wanted to hear about Vakula.
I do.
Then shut up.
I can't run any further. Where am I running to, anyway? It's pointless. This won't get me, Oksana. I'm doomed to damnation, and nothing in the world can save me. I'm desperate. At the end of all my hopes, I might as well turn for my help to the devil himself.
Here I am. The one you're looking for. I was there all the time. And now I'm here, perched right on your shoulder.
No, please.
I'll do everything you want for a comrade and a friend.
Don't hurt me.
I'll give you money if you want. I'll give you Oksana.
For a price?
Of course, for a price.
Pillage. What a coup. What a triumph.
Well, Vakula, what do you say?
So be it. For a prize like that, I'm ready to be yours.
Excellent. Of course, you know that nothing can be done without a proper contract.
I'm ready. I hear that you sign them in blood. If you hang on a moment, I have a knife here in my pocket.
Let go of me! Let go of my tail! Is this some kind of joke?
Partly. And here's the rest of it. I'll take one forefinger so, and the other so, and...
No, not that!
Let this cross teach you a lesson. It'll teach you to try and tempt good, God-fearing Christians into sin.
It was a joke. I was... No, please. Stop making that dreadful sign. Oh, have mercy, Vakula, please. I'll do anything you want. Anything. Only please don't keep making that terrible sign of the cross at me.
It's you, isn't it? So you'll do anything, eh?
Anything.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. You're going to carry me on your back, do you hear? And you're going to carry me up above in the sky like a bird.
But where are we going to?
To St. Petersburg, of course. To see the Tsarina.
Here we are. Put it there in the middle of the floor. I can't wait to see what's inside.
I pity someone took the other one.
Mustn't be greedy, though. What's that? It sounds like hiccups. There's someone inside.
What's going on in here?
There's someone inside that sack.
In the sack? Where did you find it?
Vakula left it behind in the road.
Well, well. Oh, I'm sure there's nothing to be afraid of. Let's take a look inside. It's the headman.
Well, how are you all? Chilly night outside, eh? Silly of me to fall asleep like that.
There's no one.
Well, well. And there Sholoka was looking as if butter would melt in her mouth. I'll have to get my own back on her.
Meanwhile, of course,
Vakula, courtesy of the devil's back, was on his way to St. Petersburg.
At first he was scared, but then he got the hang of it.
He actually enjoyed spurring the devil on by threatening to make the sign of a cross.
A saucer, street pass. Stars clustered together to play blind man's buff.
A broom flew past on its return journey, having delivered a witch to some junket or other.
And then below him, he saw St. Petersburg. Of course, he'd never seen a big city before.
It took his breath away.
And then they started to plunge. And there they were, on a busy street in St. Petersburg.
Houses soared up on either side.
Carriages rushed past. Thousands of tiny lanterns lit the streets for some big festival and...
Excuse me. I'm sorry to interrupt, but...
What now?
Well, wasn't the cooler a bit noticeable? I mean, riding on a devil.
The devil had changed himself
into a handsome steed, galloping along the street.
Pardon?
I said, do we go straight to the Tsarina?
Oh, no, I wouldn't dare.
So what do we do?
Let me think.
You might have thought before now.
If only I could find those Zaporozhian Cossacks.
Those what?
The Zaporozhian Cossacks.
Oh.
The ones who stopped in our village last autumn. They were taking a petition to the Tsarina. They must be here by now. If I could find them, maybe they could help me.
So, we've got to find a minor deputation of obscure Cossacks in the midst of a major capital city, eh?
Yes!
It's hopeless.
I can still make the sign of the cross, you know.
All right. No need to get shirty.
No arguing, Satan. Get into my pocket and take me to the Zaporozhian Cossacks. Oh.
Seems a shame to walk on a stick.
Go on.
Just look at these lights. It's brighter than the canker in the middle of the day. What staircases? What decorations? And to think people say the fairy stories are untrue. Why, they must have spent 50 rubles on the ironwork alone.
They are. It's the Cossacks. You might say thank you.
That's enough from you.
Huh?
Back in my pocket.
Hey, but
Hello there. Yeah, remember me?
Your face certainly looks familiar, but...
You're the one who fixed the wheel for us.
I did all those paintings.
Hey, Dad, look in here.
Hey.
So what brings you here?
Oh, just sightseeing. I've always wanted to see the place.
It's big, isn't it?
Huge. And the houses.
I bet you can see some really fine paintings there, eh?
And have you ever seen so many coaches?
Never. It's an extraordinary metropolis.
Yeah. You said it there.
Hey, lad. We're summoned!
Oh, look, let's have a longer chat later. Just now we've got to go to see the Tsarina.
You're going to the Tsarina? Can I come too?
You? What business do you have there?
I beg you, let me come too.
We can't.
Oh, see, the truth is we've private business with the Tsarina. It's an important petition. Our independence is at stake.
Please, take me.
Look, sorry, it's not on.
No, sorry. Hey, you in there. What now? Let them take me. Go on.
All right.
We might as well take him, lad.
That's right,
though. Still, you'd better wear the same outfit as the rest of us. Here, put this on.
You are summoned to the presence of the Tsarina Catherine, mother of all the Russias.
Here we go.
So Vakula followed the Cossacks along long corridors and through huge doors with fine bronze handles and up soaring marble staircases. He found himself in a hall bigger than all the others,
filled with generals in gold uniforms
and a multitude of ladies wearing satin dresses with long trains, and courtiers in gold embroidered caftans with their hair tied in pigtails.
Are you all here?
All here, Father.
You won't forget to speak as I instructed you?
No, Father, we won't forget.
Is that the Tsar?
No, that's General Potemkin. He's the Tsarina's favorite,
if you know what I mean.
And he's on our side.
Now remember, all kneel.
Have mercy, Father! Have mercy!
Arise.
We shall not rise, Mother. We shall die before we rise.
Tell the Tsarina what you wish to say.
His Excellency promised that he would acquaint me today with my brave Cossack people, whom I am meeting for the very first time. You have served us well in defending Russia against our enemies. So tell me, are you being well looked after here?
Oh, yes, thank you, Mother. They are feeding as well.
Good.
Although the mutton is nothing like we have in Zaporozhye.
This man has something he wishes to say.
Gracious Mother, hear our plea, we beg. Why have you destroyed your faithful people? How have we Cossacks offended you? Have we ever gone hand in hand with the cursed Tatar? Have we ever made any covenant with the Turk? Have we been disloyal to you in thought or deed? Why do you show us such disfavor? First, we heard that you ordered fortresses to be built everywhere against us. Then we heard that you wished to conscript us. Now we hear of still more impositions. What wrong has the Zaporozhian army done you? Do you condemn us because we helped your general cut down the Crimean Tatars? Do you...
All this is very well, my dear Cossack. But what is it you ask?
Do you wish to see your Cossack?
Just tell me what it is you ask.
Now's your chance.
Your Imperial Highness. Your Imperial Highness. Forgive me for asking, but what are the slippers on your feet made of? I can't take my eyes off them. I'm sure there's not a single shoemaker in the world could make slippers like that. If only my beloved had a pair like that.
Well, well, slippers are high on the agenda, it seems.
Are you out of your mind, Vakula?
I know what I'm doing, and I have to do it.
Arise,
Vakula the Smith.
Arise, Vakula the Smith, and come here. If you want a pair of slippers, then it's not too hard to arrange.
Bring in my finest slippers with gold stitching.
I am impressed by your open-hearted manner, Vakula the Smith.
I didn't mean to be so bold, Your Imperial Highness. I couldn't stop myself.
And why shouldn't you? To be honest with you, I wish all the requests my subjects made were so easy to fulfill. Your Cossack colleagues may have to go away empty-handed, but not you. Here.
Oh.
Go on, take them.
But they're beautiful, Your Imperial Highness, and so delicate. Forgive me, but the feet that wear them must be slender and charming, too.
I forgive you for saying that. Now take them.
There's so much I'd like to ask, Your Highness, but...
Enough is enough! Don't go on, for hell's sake!
Your Highness, the other Cossacks expect some reply. These are important issues for them.
Yes, of course.
Come and talk to them.
And make promises I may not keep. Very well. Goodbye, Vakula.
Your Highness.
Take me out of here, quickly. Your wish, unfortunately, is my command.
Back in Dikanka, a long, dark Christmas Eve drew to its end.
All sorts of rumours were about.
All feared the worst for Vakula.
Some said he'd hanged himself.
Others said he'd drowned in the dark.
Nothing like a disappearance to set people at each other's throats.
The head man heard the rumours.
Drowned himself, has he? What a fine painter he was. What a smith. And what strength he had in those arms. We won't see his like in the village again. Oh, well, that's the end of Vakula. He was and isn't anymore. Pity, I was planning to get my dappled mare shod.
And Soloka heard the rumours?
My son hanged himself? He'd never do that. He's far too sensible a boy. All the same, I'll be glad when he's back safe and sound. Maybe I've been pushing him too hard over this Oksana business. After all, what's Tube's property to my son's well-being? Besides, I'm getting too old to handle all the randy men in Dikanka single-handed.
And of course, Oksana heard all the rumours. And that night, she lay awake and restless in her bed.
He'd never kill himself. I know he wouldn't. That's a mortal sin, and he's far too pious for that. But what if he's really left the village and isn't coming back? I'll never find anyone as faithful again. He loved me so much. He put up with all my whims and all my teasing, long after all the others had given up. Oh, I really have treated him very, very badly. Oh, Vakula, come back, please. I love you.
Then it was Christmas Day at last, daylight at last, snow on the ground, sun in the sky, all perfect.
And everyone went to church as they always did.
Oksana was there, of course, with her father.
Everybody said it were a lovely service.
Even if the verger was rather out of voice.
But Oksana didn't notice any of it.
There. Satisfied? You've made me late back to hell. I'll be in real trouble now.
Just one thing before you go, by way of thanks.
Ow! 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 There was no need for that.
Oh, yes, there was. Now clear off, back to where you came from. And don't come bothering Christian souls again.
You know something? I never liked you. No, it can't be. It's the end of Mass. I've missed Matins and Mass, and on Christmas Day, too.
I must go and beg forgiveness of Father Kondraty. But, of course...
Don't bear me a grudge.
So, how come you're looking so smart? Where'd you get the costume from?
A friend gave it to me.
So? Where'd you meet him?
Well, it's a long story, but please, forgive me.
What for?
I repent of everything, but please, don't bear me a grudge. My late father and you were friends once. You can beat me if you like.
Can I?
Yes, go ahead. I deserve it.
Father, what's happening? Vakula.
Yes, Oksana, it's me. I've come to ask your father to let me marry you.
Fine by me.
But I thought...
No marriage plans between me and your mother just now. The coast's clear. Send in the matchmakers.
And what do you say, Oksana?
You're looking very handsome, Vakula.
I've bought you the slippers. They're the very ones that Tsarina wears herself.
Oh, Vakula, I don't need the slippers, really. I've been so worried since you went away. And I realised that I haven't been very kind to you.
That doesn't matter.
It does. Much more than the slippers. Lovely though they are. Now, the main thing is, you're back.
So, of course, they all had a lovely Christmas and lived happily ever after.
You know the sort of thing.
Maybe we should have done the story of the pig that got mistaken for the devil at Sorochinsky Fair. Still late now.
Hey, you lot. You've been knocking back my vodka while I've been busy outside. Who's paying for all that?
He is.
Took you for a ride, did they, sir?
Well, they told me a story, as a matter of fact. A story for Christmas Eve. It was most amusing, if a mite implausible. No, it was about...
No, don't tell us.
It's not a business. It's quiet. It was about Vakula the Smith.
Oh, my grandfather, as it happens.
And the lovely Oksana.
My grandmother.
And then there was this nonsense about the Tsarina slippers thrown in.
Take a look at my feet. Oh.
Can't.
Of course, they're a bit tatty these days, but they're worn well. Quality always shows. So you see, sir, just because it's Christmas Eve, and just because the three Ivans are a trio of drunkards, doesn't mean the story isn't true, does it?
Christmas Eve by Nikolai Gogol. The Devil was played by Nicholas Grace, and Vakula by Scott Ransom. Oksana was Julia Ford, Choop Peter Jeffrey, and Soloka Louise Jameson. Nikita was played by Jeffrey Whitehead, the Headman by John Hartley, and the Verger by David Timson. Catherine, Tsarina of Russia, was Patience Tomlinson. Father Kondraty, David Collins, and Nikita's...